If you walk into the nondescript warehouse, serving as a Salvation Army holiday toy distribution center, the first thing you notice is boxes. Lots and lots of boxes. Hundreds that just a few days earlier were filled with toys. 20-year-old volunteer Joshua Quinones reflects on what he's seen.
Today we had a bed, but you think a kid would ask for an Xbox or some type of toy, but this man asked for a bed, so really, I wish I could have met him.
The Salvation Army Command in Orlando has taken 160 families under their wing for the Angel Tree Christmas Assistance Program. The annual event provides clothing, toys, and other gifts for about 4,000 children from disadvantaged families in the greater Orlando area. It isn't just for parents who are unemployed or working minimum wage jobs. Major Mark Woodcock of the Salvation Army says many of the parents who come in are underemployed, working part-time jobs because of the economy, or people who have stopped looking for work out of discouragement.
Having the extra burden of Christmas, and you hate to say Christmas is a burden, but for some parents it is.
It's a trend Sandy Vidal of the Christian Help Foundation says is growing. The foundation opens its own toy store every year, where parents can come in and pick out donated toys.
We have seen a huge increase in families who are underemployed. That's been one of the biggest challenges, is actually for them to be able to even take time off for work to come to pick up the toys.
Toys for 500 families and hundreds of children that spread some holiday cheer. I'm Carmel Dalshad, 90.7 News.